ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत्सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 12 एंटाइटल्ड द टॉपिक्स ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम समराइज टेक्स्ट नंबर 51 एंड 52।
नयद्वचश्चित्रपदं हरेर्यशो नयद्वचश्चित्रपदं हरेर्यशो जगत्पवित्तं प्रगृणीतकर्हि चेत् जगत्पवित्रं प्रगृणीतकर्हि चेत् तद्वांशतीर्थं न तु हंससेवितम् तद्वांशतीर्थं न तु हंससेवितम् यत्राच्युतस्तत्र हि साधवो मला।
न नॉट यत विच वचः वोकैबुलरी चित्रपदम डेकोरेटिव वर्ड्स हरे ऑफ द लॉर्ड यशः द ग्लोरीज जगत द यूनिवर्स पवित्रम सैंक्टिफाइंग प्रगृणीत डिस्क्राइब कर्हिचित ever tat that dhwangsha of the crows tirtham a place of pilgrimage na not tu on the other hand hamsa by saintly person situated in knowledge sevitam served yatra in which Achyutah, Lord Achyuta, is described. Tatra, there, he, alone, Sadhavah, the saints, Amalah, who are pure. Translation by the followers of Srila Prabhupada. Those words that do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the universe, are considered to be like unto a place of pilgrimage for crows and are never resorted to by those situated in transcendental knowledge. The pure and saintly devotees take interest only in topics glorifying the infallible Supreme Lord. Translation responsibly. Those words that do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, are considered to be like unto a place of pilgrimage for crows and are never resorted to by those situated in transcendental knowledge. The pure and saintly devotees take interest only in topics glorifying the infallible Supreme Lord. So there is no purport to this one and next one. There's these three verses which are mentioned here, and similar verses are there in 1st canto 5th chapter, and there is a purport, so I'll read one of the purports from there. So text 52 is Tadvag visargo janataga samplavo yasmin pratishlokam avadyavatyapi namanantasyeshonkitaniya chinvanti gayanti grinanti sadava. On the other hand, that literature which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, forms, pastimes and so on of the unlimited Supreme Lord is a different creation, full of transcendental words directed towards bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. So text 51, which is on the board, and it's also a similar text, just few words are different, is given in 1st canto 5th chapter, text number 10. It says there, Nayad vachas chitra padam harer yasho jagat pravritram praginita karhiche tadvayasam tirtam ushanti manasa nayatram sa niramantyu chikshaya. Translation: those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, are considered by saintly persons to be like unto place of pilgrimage for crows. Since the all-perfect persons are inhabitants of the transcendental abode, they do not derive any pleasure there. Purport: crows and swans are not birds of the same feather because of their different mental attitudes. The fruitive workers or passionate men are compared to the crows, whereas the all-perfect saintly persons are compared to the swans. The crows take pleasure in a place where garbage is thrown out, just as the passionate fruitive workers take pleasure in wine and women and places for gross sense pleasure. The swans do not take pleasure in the places where crows are assembled for conferences and meetings. They are instead seen in the atmosphere of natural scenic beauty, where there are transparent reservoirs of water nicely decorated with stems of lotus flowers in variegated colors of natural beauty. That is the difference between the two classes of birds. Nature has influenced different species of life with different mentalities, and it is not possible to bring them up into the same rank and file. Similarly, there are different kinds of literature for different types of men of different mentality. Mostly the market literatures which attract men of the crows categories are literatures containing refused remnants of sensuous topics. They are generally known as mundane talks in relation with the gross body and subtle mind. They are full of subject matter detailed in decorative language, full of mundane similes and metaphorical arrangements. Yet with all that, they do not glorify the Lord. Such poetry and prose on any subject matter is considered decoration of a dead body. Spiritually advanced men who are compared to the swans do not take pleasure in such dead literatures, which are sources of pleasure for men who are spiritually dead. These literatures, in the modes of passion and ignorance, are distributed under different labels, but they can hardly help the spiritual urge of the human being. And thus the swan-like spiritually advanced men have nothing to do with them. Such spiritually advanced men are called also manasa, because they always keep up the standard of transcendental voluntary service to the Lord on the spiritual plane. This completely forbids fruitive activities for gross bodily sense satisfaction or subtle speculation of the material egoistic mind. Social literary men, scientists, mundane poets, theoretical philosophers and politicians who are completely absorbed in the material advancement of sense pleasure are all dolls of the material energy. They take pleasure in a place where rejected subject matters are thrown. According to Swami Sridhar, this is the pleasure of the prostitute hunters. But literature which describe the glories of the Lord are enjoyed by the Paramhamsas who have grasped the essence of human activities.
Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So we see here these few verses given here are pretty much similar to the verses already given in first canto. So the importance of these verses is stressed because if something is repeated means it's very important. So these three verses given, out of which we discussed two, and the third one will be discussed tomorrow. So these two verses are very same. In the second one, verse number 52, I think only one word is different. And in 51, few words are different, like that. And at other places also there are verses which are repeated. Within Srimad Bhagavatam you will find same verse two times, like that. And in other important scriptures of Acharyas, they have repeated these verses from Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam and other important scriptures, just to stress the importance and further elaborate them, like that. So even in Chaitanya Charitamrita you would see there are many, all the important verses of Bhagavad Gita, they are repeated. Bhagavatam verses are repeated, like that. So that's the importance. Why these things are repeated? So that we are hit by it again and again, and then, you know, we wake up. Like, it's in one time, sometimes it's hard to wake up a person, you know. If one is sleeping soundly, you just shake him. Because each verse is like, it shakes you. So this is a very powerful verse, as you saw the purport to that verse. Prabhupada speaks so strongly. So basically to shake us. So he speaks very strongly. He just rejects all the mundane, big scientists, poets and literary men. They are so much honored throughout the world, but he just rejects them completely because they don't discuss about the Lord. So that's the basic point. He said, doesn't matter how big a person is, how big literatures they have written, but if that literature doesn't glorify the Lord, it has to be rejected. And it's like garbage, basically. You just throw it. Like that. So that's why these verses are, if person is, as we were speaking, it's we are sound asleep, so one time it's not enough. You have to shake again and again, again and again, until you wake up, you know, like that. That's why these verses are repeated. So here we see, it's described the Lord. Who would not, you know, describe the glories of Lord? Who would not hear the glories of Lord? These glories of Lord, these sanctify the atmosphere of whole universe, like that. So this whole material universe is Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. It's not a very clean place where a gentleman or gentlewoman should be. It's like a jail. It's like a prison house. So respectable people, they don't go near prison houses. Prison houses are in one corner for the criminals, like that. So one who is respectable, they don't go to such places, like that. So these glories of Lord sanctify such a dirty place. So this whole material world is created so that we understand that this to glorify Lord is the purpose of life. This hearing, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaram, this is the purpose of life. And that's what living entities, majority of living entities, they are devotees. As we know, there's the 3/4 of the whole creation is the spiritual world, and 1/4 is the material realm. So the most, and within material realm there are so many devotees. And in that 3/4 part, everyone is a devotee. So majority is of devotees, we are in minority like that. So, and there they are always glorifying the Lord. In spiritual world, as we know, each word is like a song, which is sung in glorification of Lord. Each step is like a dance, like that. So they are situated in their constitutional position. So here we are being trained up by devotees. They come with the Harinam party, or with the books, or with prasadam, to remind us, oh, why are you suffering? Come back, come and dance with us. Come take feast with us. Come chant glories of Lord with us, like that. So devotees are reminding everyone. And by singing these glories, the whole atmosphere is sanctified. So the word here is given is sanctified. The glories of Lord can sanctify the whole universe, like that. So that's the potency of the glories of the holy name and qualities and pastimes of Lord. It can purify the whole universe like that. So as we do it regularly, first we purify ourselves, and when we are pure, as we know, purity is the force. So then we can purify others just by our presence, just by talking, just by saying hello to someone, just by seeing a devotee, a person is actually benefited. In Nectar of Devotion it says, one who sees the tilak mark on the forehead of a devotee, he gets liberated, like that. So by regularly surcharging ourselves with these glories, by regularly hearing and chanting these glories, we can be an instrument in the hands of Lord to sanctify the whole universe. So there is this pastime of Rath Yatra, when Lord Jagannath is taken from the temple of Lord Jagannath to the Gundicha temple. So in order to place Lord in that temple, first there is a... They clean that temple thoroughly. Because, as we discussed, a respectable personality goes only in a clean place. And Lord Jagannath is most respectable person. The supremely respectable person. So, in order to place him there, the devotees clean the Gundicha temple. And Mahaprabhu himself cleansed the Gundicha temple. So, that this cleansing of Gundicha temple actually signifies that we are chanting every day and doing different devotional activities. So we are trying to invite Lord in our life and in our heart. But Lord wouldn't come unless it's a clean place. So by chanting, actually we are trying to cleanse our heart. So that then we can invite Lord. Okay, come Lord, now it's clean. You come and sit here. Like that. And Mahaprabhu cleansed the Gundicha temple 2 times. So this cleansing actually signifies that there is like 2 types of dirt. So first time when Mahaprabhu cleansed, so whatever was clearly visible, dust and straws and everything, that was removed. But in second cleansing, those dust particles which were not very easily visible on the sides, in the corners, you know, they were cleansed. So similarly in our heart, there is 2 types of dirt. One is which we can easily see, you know, mind becomes lusty, greedy, like that, angry, we become angry. So this very easily we can see these gross forms of desires. And then second type of impurities that we have in our heart, they are very subtle. It's not very easily visible even to us. So they are basically pride. We want some fame, adoration, distinction. So these are the subtle impurities that are there within our heart. So by chanting process, eventually what we want to gain is to cleanse even those minute dirt particles which are hidden somewhere like that. So it's gross things, okay, we stop, we follow regulative principles, we stop gross sense gratification. But these subtle things remain, you know, when they, you know, this pride comes, this we want some fame, little bit. Even if one person appreciates us in the whole world, it's, you know, we are happy. Of course, we need some appreciation, but if that becomes the purpose of our life, purpose of our activities, that's very harmful. So purpose of our activities is to please Krishna, not to get appreciated and known for our service. Because in long run it would not help us in continuing our service. We can, you know, do some service and devotees say jai. But if that's our goal, that okay, because we are getting appreciation, that's why we want to continue that, then it won't remain. We won't do that service for long, because that glorification that we get, we would not be satisfied with it. we want more. So after some time we will get bored with that type of appreciation and glory. So then we would say, you know, every day devotees are just saying jai one times. We need more. So this is not enough. I need to do something extra. So we just leave that simple devotional service. So that's why. But if the purpose is to please Lord, then we can continue the service eternally. And all devotional activities, we should have this mood that, oh, this devotional service I'm doing and I can do it eternally. Then that's the perfect mood. And then Lord would be pleased by that sincere effort, like that. So when we have our motivations well defined, that what is the motivation behind any activity, so then it's very nice. So before each activity, if we say, okay, my motivation is to please the Lord, that's my only motivation, so then it's very nice, and we can continue and forever. In any service, doesn't matter, because all services are ultimately absolute, because Lord Himself is absolute, anything that relates to Him is absolute. So devotional service, which is meant for the pleasure of Lord, is also absolute. So doesn't matter what service we do, little or big, we should continue in the mood of a servant. And then our heart is perfectly cleansed, and then Lord sits there, and we can see our eternal relationship with Him, like that. So further we see here, it's given how this actually, in one lecture Prabhupada was mentioning that how this contamination comes in our heart. It's not natural. The living entity is pure, but this contamination is artificial. So Prabhupada gives example that a diseased person, if a person is healthy, he has his bodily constitution, different chemicals are there. But when a person is diseased, he has some disease, then you find medically there are some extra chemicals. Or even further, Prabhupada said, if someone dies, there are further, the body decomposes and different chemicals are formed. So, the example is given because in healthy situation, those chemicals were not present. But when there is disease, or if someone dies, body is decomposed, those extra things are formed. So same way these, with us, in our natural position, we don't actually have these lust, anger, greed, envy, all these things. But because we are diseased, So we get all these things as bonus. So living entity, desired, we want, you know, these to enjoy separately. So Lord created this material world. Okay, you do that, plus I'll give you more. You get this lust, anger, greed, everything. It's like some advertisements in India, you know, you get, take one, get another free, you know, like that. Get this free, like that. So here you get this material body and then you get all these dust free, you know, you just get, and then you suffer with that. So that's the problem. So this contamination is not natural to us. So original situation is to be pure. And this devotional service is within the heart, it's still there. It's just covered with all these various degrees of impurities. In Bhagavad Gita it says, like, you know, a living entity is covered with different degrees of lust, you know, as the fire is covered by smoke, as the mirror is covered by dust, and as the embryo is covered by the womb. So these are different degrees of coverings. So same way, different living entities are covered with different degrees of lust. But any degree of lust is there, it can be removed, it can be cleansed by hearing and chanting the glories of Lord and holy name of Lord. So that's the power of this process. In Bhagavad Gita it says, Api chedasi papebhya sarvebhya papa kritama sarvam vyan plave naiva rijinam santarishyasi. That by this transcendental knowledge, by acquiring this knowledge, even if you are the most sinful of the sinners, most sinful, you can be delivered. So it's like that. So we see the examples of Jagai Madai, they were most sinful. But still they were liberated. So it's not that our sins are so big, but Lord is so powerful, He can give mercy to anyone. And this is very important to understand at every moment, that Lord can give mercy to anyone. So sometimes pride comes, because even when we are practicing devotional service, pride may come, oh, you know, that I'm such a good devotee, brahmachari, or anything, you know, others are just on a lower platform, I'm doing pure devotional service. So you may think like that, but it's the mercy of Lord you are able to do some devotional service. Even if you are doing with a good mood, that's also mercy of Lord, because Lord has revealed some of His transcendental attributes, some of His transcendental qualities to you. So you are attracted and you are doing that. Oh, Lord is great, I want to serve Him nicely. So that's mercy of Lord, because He has revealed, and He can any time cover. He's independent. Huh? Janmadhyasayata anvayat itaratas charteshva abhigya swarat. So He is independent, swarat. We cannot force Lord to reveal Himself. So even if we feel some purity, or feel some, we have done some devotional service in a very nice way, so it's because Lord has revealed Himself little bit. Not too much, just little bit. He is unlimited actually. He just reveals little bit, and for us that's plenty. So that we should think like that. And another thing we should, that makes us humble, is we should think that if He can reveal Himself little bit to us, He can also reveal to other devotees. And He's revealing Himself more to other devotees than me. Actually, other devotees are much advanced than me. So this should be the mode. That other devotees are doing this service, their services, the Lord is revealing Himself more to them. So then we can be humble actually. Otherwise we can just, you know, that's the Kanishta mentality. You just see, okay, I'm there, Lord is there, He's revealing fully to myself. So we don't appreciate the service of other devotees. So we should always understand that no, Lord is independent, He can reveal to anyone like that. And further in verse 52, if we see, this point is stressed again that these name, fame, forms, pastimes and so on of the unlimited Supreme Lord is a different creation full of transcendental words directed towards bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. So like that. So Lord, these glories of Lord can bring revolution in anyone's life. You know? We can appreciate, if we see our past, we can appreciate, you know, how it has happened with us, what we were doing before and what we are doing now. And many times actually I when I'm in the altar, I'm doing aarti, and it happens, I think, mostly when I'm doing chamara, fanning Lord, and I think, what am I doing? And why did I come? I came to Australia. And I just reflected, sometimes it just comes in my mind while I'm doing chamara. What am I doing? You know? What am I doing? Why did I come here? And now so here it's like a revolution. So these glories of Lord has, in our impious lives, it has created revolution. And it can revolutionize anyone. So the first book I read was Bhagavad Gita. So these words spoken by Krishna, it has revolutionized our life. And it can revolutionize anyone else's life. So our duty is to appreciate this mercy of Krishna. And our appreciation comes by giving it to others. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Yare dekha tare kaho Krishna upadesh, amar agyay guru haya tara ehi desh. So whoever you meet, you just speak about Krishna. And doesn't matter how much you know, you just speak about Krishna. So Prabhupada said in one a few of his lectures that this small girl was there, a devotee child, Saraswati. Prabhupada said, this small girl, she just goes, approaches people and asks them, oh, do you know Krishna? No, he's Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like that. So he said, she's preaching. And then she brings some money as well. They give her money, donations, like that. And she used to bring it back to Prabhupada. Like that. So it doesn't matter how much we know. We just, from that level, we preach. We do book distribution, whatever is our age. So, like that. Or prasadam distribution, Harinam Sankirtan. We can still do whatever stage we are. Yare dekha tare kaha Krishna Upadesh. And then Lord is pleased. And then He reveals Himself more to us. Like that. And these words that which are given here in verse 52, here we can see the humility of Srila Prabhupada. Although he English was not his first language, but still he has translated. And here in Srimad Bhagavatam, actually, just while he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, in preface he used this verse, the verse number 52, which is given in first canto as well. So here Prabhupada says, I must admit my frailties in presenting Srimad Bhagavatam, but still I am hopeful of its good reception by the thinkers and leaders of society. On the strength of the following statement of Srimad Bhagavatam, 1.5.11, then that verse, Tadvag Visargo Jagnatag Viplavo. So he says, on the strength of this verse, and in his fully humble position, he is admitting that, you know, he has this limitation. His English is not his first language, but still, he is hopeful on the mercy of Lord. That whatever attempt is made in glorifying Lord, that is perfect. Although his English may not be perfect, but the principles that he is presenting in whatever limited vocabulary and stock of words he had, that is highest. And with full faith he is writing there. So he in two or three places he has written. If you just read these four books, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Devotion, you can become the Guru, you can become Jagat Guru. The spiritual master of the whole universe. like that. Because here it says, you know, by this Lord, the glories of Lord can sanctify the whole universe. Like that. So on the strength of these words, Prabhupada has presented this such amazing literature, these Bhaktivedanta purports, and we can see the difference. We can see throughout this whole world there are devotees who are changing like that. So how the sages from past, they have also exemplified this. So what the sages used to do, they used to go to different houses and they used to preach like that. In first canto it's given, Shukdev Goswami, he used to go to different houses and he would stay there until the cow was milked. That means just for a short time, half an hour or something like that. And within that time he would preach, he would say the glories of Lord and purify that place like that. So sages of Naimisharanya, headed by Shaunaka Rishi, they asked this question to Suta Goswami, that why was this, they asked about the history, these glories of Lord, the Srimad Bhagavatam, which great sages have recited and they are presenting throughout the world, how did it first start? So they asked Suta Goswami. So then Suta Goswami described that how, you know, Vyasadeva, he saw that the Kali Yuga is about to begin. So he wanted to help the living entities of Kali Yuga. So that's why he started writing different topics about religiosity. But then ultimately we know the story, how he was not satisfied, and then Narada Muni told him that you glorify Krishna directly, and then he was satisfied like that. So if we understand the importance of this presentation, which we can still access and we can preach this message, it's very important. Although we have this temporary material body, which is, we know it's like a bad bargain, but this can become actually shelter for all living entities. This body, if we use it correctly to preach this message, we can actually purify so many people. Bhagavad Gita says, yad yad acharati shreshtas tat tat evetarajana sayat pramanam kurute lokas tad anuvartate. Whatever activities a great man does, the common man will follow. So although we are in a bad situation, we are in material world, we have this material body, but if we understand the importance of these glories of Lord and preach this message further to the best of our capacity, then we can actually help so many people like that. And in great humility, Prabhupada said, even if one person takes this up, that my mission will be successful like that. So that's should be our mode. Even if one person, we are able to even help one person, then our life will be successful. But when Krishna sees that, oh, this is a sincere person, he is trying to sincerely help, then he sends many people to take shelter of you like that. And this whole Sankirtan movement, actually it's in direct control of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu used to, when he went to the South India, he went to visit South India, he used to just walk on the main road, and whoever he used to see, he used to chant Hare Krishna and ask them, okay, you chant Hare Krishna. He used to empower them. And then they used to chant and they used to become pure devotees, and then they would go to their village and they would do the same thing. They used to tell them to chant and convert the whole village into pure devotees because of empowerment of Krishna. So we actually cannot preach without empowerment of Krishna. So we should pray for that, that we want to be a humble instrument in your hand. So please empower us so that we can do our little bit like that. So in that humble attitude, we should preach the glories of Lord as far as possible, as far as we can. So I'll stop there and ask if you have any questions or comments on what we discussed. Yes,
bro. One comment, sir. As you said, our object is to please Krishna. That is the most important thing in our life, to be takes to please Krishna. When you were talking about Gundicha temple, last year I was there and I had few devotees with me, Murli's wife, Murli's daughter, and one more devotee from Odisha, Makanchur. And we were chastised more in the Gundicha temple because of the, they were asking so much money that everybody said, pull out of this temple. So, although Mahaprabhu has cleaned the temple so nicely, as you said, right? But the people there, they are still so dusty. I think this is the effect of Kali Yuga. So what we are saying is that Kali Yuga is making us very, very dusty. So our shelter is only holy name and Guru Ashram.
Also, sometimes in Dham, you know, it's very covered. Sometimes we are not able to access. So, yeah, sometimes we see, oh, it's dirty or this is happening there. it's because it's covered. Whatever there is, if there is a pure gem, it's not easily, it's not lying, it's not very, it's kept in a case, covered. So, these things, you know, can be also said as covering. So, we, only pure devotees, when they go there, they see, they would be, they can appreciate the Dham. But
my
still, yes, yes, that's why, it just covers the Dham. Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Tagore Premanande.